please listen carefully.
Hello, and welcome to the Optimist Daily's weekly roundup. I'm Ariel.
And I'm Carissa. And we're working hard to put solutions in view and optimism in movement.
All right. Hello, everyone. Happy International Women's Day.
Yeah, it is International Women's Day today. Very exciting. How are you feeling on this very incredible day?
Well, I am just getting out of a sickness, like a little cold, so I feel great on those terms. But of course, it's also extra special to be celebrating women. You and I are both women, So this day has special significance for us. But it is really about highlighting, you know, human rights in general.
Yeah,
and trying to make the world a little bit more just and fair and equal. So yeah, I'm feeling good. How about you?
Yeah, I'm feeling good too. It's been a really just good week so far. And yeah, today, like we said, is International Women's Day. I've been seeing a lot online, like kind of, it's also like Women's History Month and stuff too. So There's been a lot of discussion about the rights and the work of women around the world. And that's very inspiring to me. So, and today is just the center of that. So seeing a lot of good posts and people are sharing a lot of really cool things and I feel pretty inspired. So it feels just like a very fantastic day to discuss and celebrate women's rights.
Yeah. And today our theme has to do, of course, with International Women's Day and stories that uplift women and women's rights. So yeah, we're trying to just embody the spirit of the day. So should we just dive right into our stories?
I think so. I'm pretty excited to share these solutions.
All right, great. Well, our first article that we're discussing is titled Celebrating International Women's Day, This Year's Theme and Transformative Solutions. Oh. I mean, every year we have a theme.
I didn't know that. I'm excited to hear more about that.
I just recently found out, maybe a couple years ago, because we also had some stories about the theme in 2022, but I can't really remember what that was. But this year, the theme is Invest in Women, Accelerate Progress. And it's a call to combat economic disempowerment among women globally.
Yeah. And from what, Ariel, you've shared with me, because I didn't know before, the day has really evolved over the years with origins disputed. Some claim it started with socialist women and textile workers in New York in 1909. And others say it was proposed as a global holiday by anti-fascist and socialist leader Claire Zetkin in 1910. But in any case, it has become a significant event marked by demonstrations and a sea of pink and purple across the world.
Yeah, it's pretty fun to see people decorating and celebrating.
Yeah.
But this year's theme highlights the urgent need to address economic disparities. And the United Nations notes that achieving gender equality through the Sustainable Development Goals will cost an additional $360 billion annually. So it's a huge lump sum.
Definitely, but I'm sure well worth it. So,
and it just kind of goes to show how much women are behind in terms of economic equality.
Yeah.
So yeah, it really highlights the issue.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And this solution that we shared today on Optimist Daily introduces five major strategies for women's economic empowerment, and they are crucial. The first strategy is about closing the funding gap. So shockingly, micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises owned by women globally are underfunded by $1.7 trillion. Closing this credit gap alone could result in a 12% rise in average annual income by 2030.
And the second strategy focuses on jobs and ensuring equality in the workplace. Currently, approximately 60% of women's employment worldwide is in the informal market, and gender wage disparities persist. So closing these gaps might lead to a remarkable 20% boost in global GDP,
wow,
which is good for everyone. And measures like pay transparency, equal pay for equal labor, and increased representation of women in underrepresented areas are critical steps toward gender equality at work.
Yeah. And the third strategy tackles the undervalued labor of care work. Unpaid care and household duties disproportionately affect women, limiting their time and possibilities. Women spend three times as much time doing unpaid care duties as men. This undervalued labor is predicted to cost $10.8 trillion per year, which is a lot. And investing in care services allows women to recover their time, simultaneously creating jobs and increasing economic engagement.
Yeah, seems like a win-win.
Definitely.
The fourth strategy focuses on security. So that protects women from gender-based violence, conflict, food hardship, and a lack of social safety. Violence against women alone damages the world economy by $1.5 trillion. There's so many billions and trillions in this story. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And implementing gender-responsive social protection systems and addressing societal norms that promote violence are critical steps towards securing women's safety and economic development.
Finally, the fifth strategy centers around rights, advocating for legal and policy reforms. Globally, women have only 77% of the legal rights that men do. Legal and policy reforms that promote women's economic empowerment, as well as the removal of discriminatory legislation, are very critical. Protecting women human rights defenders, documenting abuses, collecting sex disaggregated data, and amplifying women's voices in decision-making environments are all very important steps towards achieving true gender equality.
Mm-hmm. These are the five strategies that are outlined in this article. They are enormous tasks, it sounds like.
Yeah.
But of course, worth it for women's rights and human rights as well.
There are so many statistics in this article that I was unaware of, and just like really big numbers that are a little scary. Mm-hmm. Well, very scary, actually.
They're intimidating.
But there's definitely work that can be done. People are working for better treatment of women across the globe, and it starts in our communities. It starts a little bit smaller. So,
yeah, I guess what's so shocking about reading these stats and these numbers from our position, Carissa, is because we're definitely in a position of privilege.
Totally.
Being where we're from and having access to education, and also we have a really good team and steady employment, so we don't really feel it as much as other women around the world who are who can really obviously feel these differences and these gaps. And it feels silly to call something like something that's in the billions and trillions a gap. It feels a lot more like a chasm.
True.
So I guess the most important thing that we can do is to continue educating ourselves on the experiences of other people around the globe, because it is really difficult to really assess how bad and how unjust the situation is if we're just seeing it from our perspective. So I think that's what I really appreciate about this article, is that it really takes the numbers and makes you see it for the big picture. It makes you see the big picture for what it is.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Ariel, because I think even though like there's problems in countries over here, like the United States and stuff too, I mean, it's significantly better to be living here, obviously, than a lot of countries around the world. And, you know, we do have a lot more rights, and even though there's still problems, of course, but it's, yeah, I mean, there's so much good work that we've reported on over the years in the Optimist Daily of just around the world, of women really being able to step up in the world. And it's a day like this that we're reminded of, you know, how much work we've done so far and how much work there is to be done. So
speaking of, you know, problems facing women also in countries in the West, and namely the United States, I guess that kind of shifts our gears to our second story, which is titled "France Sets a Global Precedent, Guaranteeing Abortion as Constitutional Right."
Yeah. So this week, France has set a remarkable global precedent by guaranteeing abortion as a constitutional right, making it the only country with such explicit protection. And in fact, today, International Women's Day, marks the formal inscription of the amendment into the French Constitution. It's really a historic move that demonstrates unwavering support for women's reproductive rights.
So abortion has actually been legal in France since 1975, enjoying broad support across the political spectrum. But this recent bill to include abortion rights in the Constitution reflects the country's commitment to women's rights, as you said earlier, Carissa.
Yeah. Prime Minister Gabriel Attal passionately asked MPs to lead in women's rights, drawing inspiration from the legacy of Simone Veil, a feminist icon instrumental in the decriminalization of abortion in France.
Yeah, the passing of the bill sparked scenes of celebration, obviously, across France. Women's rights campaigners like Sarah Durocher, I hope I pronounced it right, a family planning movement leader, declared, "This vote is a victory for feminists and a defeat for anti-choice activists."
It's really remarkable how constitutional protection strengthens reproductive rights. Leaders in the advocacy community see it not just as a win for women, but as a triumph for human rights. And yeah, that brings up a really good point, just mm-hmm. like about the Constitution. So
yeah, while France's move sets a powerful precedent, of course, there are still concerns that linger around the world about the resurgence of anti-abortion attitudes, such as the recent reversal in the United States, which serves as a stark reminder of the fragility of reproductive rights, even in established democracies.
Yeah. So Mathilde Philippe-Gay, a law professor and expert in French and American constitutional law, warned against complacency, emphasizing that what happened in the U.S. can happen elsewhere in Europe, including France. And so I think it's just a great thing that it was formalized in the Constitution. So like in the United States, they can't bounce around interpreting the Constitution to see if it should be legal or not. So
yeah, but of course, like, this is just one step, one huge win in the fight for women's rights. But we do have to keep fighting the good fight.
Yeah, definitely.
And yeah, keep fighting for women's rights, because, you know, you can take your eye off it for a minute and then suddenly your rights can be taken away, which is you know, the experience of a lot of women and womb-bearing people in the United States. So,
yeah.
I mean, this is really inspiring, really optimistic news.
Yeah.
And it comes on a very appropriate day.
Definitely.
But do you have any other reflections about International Women's Day, Carissa?
I guess I'm just really happy to see, like, you know, things in France and stuff. Like, putting abortion rights in the Constitution is crucial. It's good to see these major steps, but there's a lot of work to be done. I am optimistic about everything that is to come. And like I was kind of talking about earlier, it's really inspiring to see the work of women around the world and, you know, reflect on all the great historical figures that have gotten us here too. So
yeah, amazing. Well, I guess let's just take the rest of the day to celebrate and reflect. And as we have been emphasizing, continue the fight for gender equality. But yeah, from our team at The Optimist Daily to you and yours, happy International Women's Day and happy weekend as well.
Yeah, I hope everyone can kind of take the time this weekend to continue reflecting after this holiday and hold the whole month to really reflect on, you know, the work of women across the world.
And if you're not a woman, how you can be an ally. That's also a great thing.
Exactly. Definitely.
I know that our format today was a little bit different with the podcast, but we still want to let you know about all the other great solutions from this week that you can find on our website, optimistdaily.com. And they include...
Yeah, we have Germany Takes a Green Step, legalizing cannabis use sparks debate and solutions. The ongoing success of the 4-day work week, a year in, companies share insights. Elevate your tea experience, 5 innovative ways to improve your daily brew.
And we also have Baltimore Takes on Homelessness with an $18 million initiative. Bangladesh Court takes a stand against elephant cruelty, banning wild adoptions. The European Parliament passes incredible bill that criminalizes ecosystem destruction. And Walk Into Wonder, the surprising benefits of awe walks for your health and well-being.
A lot of other great solutions this week on The Optimist Daily, so be sure to check them out. And if you want to start your day off right, make sure to subscribe to our free daily newsletter to get our solutions straight to your inbox.
We also have a lot more on our social channels. You can find us at The Optimist Daily on all of our platforms. And the only different one is on X, previously known as Twitter. On there, we are Ode to Optimism.
We are a small team of optimists working hard to bring you positive news. If you want to support our mission of putting optimism into the world, click on the link in the show notes to find out how.
And remember that support doesn't always have to be financial. You could just recommend our podcast to a friend, leave a positive review on Apple or Spotify, forward a link to a family member or someone you love, or share a solution on your socials. That would all be a really big help to us. This was really fun to do this with you, Carissa.
Yeah.
As usual. And extra special on International Women's Day.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. I loved sharing these solutions today. And happy International Women's Day to everybody out there. I hope you tell a woman in your life how much they mean to you, or, you know, what they do that inspires you could also be a really good, you know, way to celebrate the day and stuff. So on that note, Ariel, thank you for all the work you do to make the Optimist Daily so great and make every day really fun at work.
Yeah, right back at you, Carissa. Maybe one day we can meet in person.
Yes.
But, you know, our team is all over the world, so we can only hope.
Exactly.
Well, on that note, we will see you next week, same time. And yeah, everyone have a great weekend. And once again, happy International Women's Day.
Bye.